Anything combat with Johnny K.
Well, it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. Today on the show, we're joined by Aiden Zero, IBF World Youth Champion, youngest Queensland champion ever. He's fighting Jed Morris, Tasman Fighters. Please welcome to the show, Max McIntyre.
Pleasure for having me, bro.
Max, how's your training going? How's everything going? And what are you cracking Jed with? What are you sitting him down with?
Yeah. The training's been going great. You know, I've stayed in camp since my last fight back in June. This is my third world title on the card this year. So, you know, I've had to stay locked in. I've had to stay focused because you never know when you're going to get the call. And yeah, I've stayed ready. I'm just been ticking away the boxes now, refining all my skills. And now we've got an opponent locked in. We're only 9 days out now. So I'm ready to go and I'm ready to put Jed away.
Max, when I was reviewing your style, you have a very versatile boxing game. You know what I mean? You've got your long range weapons where you can get your jabs and your straights off. You've got an inside fighting game, even though you're long, which is a rarity.
Yep.
Another thing I liked was you've got very good head movement as well. And one thing you do very well is you frame people off and then sting them with a shot.
Yep.
So you've got a lot of different things going on there. How are you keeping track of all these different types of the game and implementing them in the fight?
Yeah, I think my ability to adapt's the biggest thing for me. And no matter what they bring, I always got a way to adapt and I always got a way to control the fight. So there's no way he can beat me on the inside. There's no way he can beat me on the outside. Like there's no one that's in Australia that's able to box with me. So you can try box, you can try go on the inside, try bang, and either way you're gonna get found out.
How have you seen the development in Aussie boxing? You know what I mean? You're up there with the guys everyone's paying attention to. So in the scene right now, what are you seeing that's going to eventuate in Australian boxing?
Oh, I think Australian boxing is definitely on the rise right now. I think I've come through at the perfect time. And being on Jai's undercard, obviously he's in the pound for pound list now. And arguably in the top five. So fighting on his undercards as I'm rising through. Hopefully I'll be main eventing some of my own cards soon. So I think I've come through at the perfect time. And yeah, Australian boxing is definitely coming through the rise and I'm ready to take over worldwide boxing.
Tell me about your training with Opetaia. What was that like? I know that he's a bigger division than you, but I know that you're comparable in height and length. So did you get to get some good sparring work in with him?
Oh, it was great. I sparred him twice the past last week. I sparred him twice, sparred him on Wednesday and Saturday. So it was great getting working with him and just the pressure and the mental endurance, knowing that you're in front of a world champion that can that puts people away and can put anyone away. It's just an unreal experience, and hopping in with anyone on the domestic scene after doing stuff like that, I think I'm gonna be very hard to beat.
With Jai, what do you think makes him a world champion?
I think his mental toughness and his he's got an unbreakable it's definitely his mental toughness. Like he just wants to go in there. He wants to take you out. So, and he's riding with Samoa on his back and he fights for his nation. So I think he's pretty hard to beat and punches pretty hard. So he's definitely a tricky customer.
Did you cop one?
It was give and take. It was some good rounds. Like I didn't get hurt or anything like that, but it was definitely some great rounds for both of us.
Max, why did you start boxing?
I started boxing when I was a teenager, when I was 13. It was my first year of high school. And I was getting in a fair bit of trouble around that time, so I needed to find something that would keep me on the straight and narrow. And found boxing, and then I found discipline, built up confidence because I was a low self-confidence kid. So I sort of just got lost in the wrong crowds and hanged out with the wrong people, and found boxing and then created my own path. And yeah, now I'm ready to take over the world. So it's just been a full turnaround, bro.
I saw Mick Francis in Sydney when I flew up to the press conference. So tell me, why did you sign with Tasman Fighters? What's it like working with Mick?
Oh, Tasman Fighters is easily the best promotion in Australia. And I think it has the ideal pathway to get onto Saudi cards as well. So works hand in hand with a few massive television promotions as well. So they've had DAZN, they've got Stan now. I think I'm not sure if they're going back and forth with using both of those, but I'm not sure what's going on with that. But Tasman's definitely the biggest promotion in Australia, and having Jai as the biggest fighter in Australia signed with Tasman, it's money. It's the best promotion to be on for sure. So I'm so happy to have the Tasman stable behind me, and I'm ready to take over now.
What's your experience been like with Mick Francis promoting you in your career?
Oh, he's been great. You know, he's been finding me the right fights, and obviously each fight is another step up. So it's been great. Like, there's no other promotion I'd rather be on. I've had one fight on No Limit before, which was a different promotion, and that was good too. But yeah, I love Tasman, and I love the people that are also working with Tasman. So yeah, I have a really good relationship with Mick, and I think we'll get to the top together.
You're going into the 2026 season right now, and you turned pro September 2023. So in that short stint of time, you've gone 8-0. So tell me a little bit more about that. You've been very active, and your rise has been very fast.
Yeah, I think my rise has been very fast, and in only 8 fights to be fighting on the biggest cards in Australia that are broadcasted around the world is pretty good, you know. I think a lot of people with their first 8 fights probably fight bum after bum after bum after bum. You know, I've had a step up every single time, so I'm ready to take on some big fights after this one, and I don't think anyone in Australia is going to be able to beat me. But I think my rise has just been just having Tasman behind me and fighting on the biggest cards and having Jai there to be nearly the co-main of that. So it's definitely got a lot more eyes than I would have expected. I was obviously expecting big things, but it's definitely gone better than I even would have imagined.
What do you think about the quality of the card? You know, I just flew up to Sydney and I trained with Paul Fleming. He's on the card too.
Yeah, it's a great... I don't think there's one fight on the card that's not... that couldn't be a main event. Like, every single fight is an entertaining, interesting matchup. Like, it's such a good card. It's definitely... Like, from the outside, I'm like, I don't remember the last time that they've had a card this good in Australia. So, and then they've got Opetaia, they got Justice, and then me. It's like, that's 2 main events before, like, Jai and Justice are 2 main events before, like, they could both be the main event, and they could probably both pack out that arena. So it's massive to be the co-main of those two.
So for Tasman Fighters, that's full entertainment, you know, and you're into that flashiness, you're into the big arena energy, you're a showman yourself. So what do you want to do for this particular fight card to really show yourself off as a showman?
Oh, it's the opportunity to showcase my skills on the biggest stage in the world, so I'm not going to take that for granted. I'm definitely going to show out, and I'm going to steal the show once again. You know, I'm not going in there just to be another fighter on the card. I'm going in there to take over, and I'm going in there to show that I'm ready to headline main events. And I'm the most entertaining fighter in Australia, and I'm ready to take over, bro. Like, I'm fully committed, and I'm not taking this opportunity for granted. Like, I'm ready to showcase all my skills, and I'm ready, bro.
Max, what do you think you fight for in your heart, in your soul? What do you fight for?
Oh, I definitely fight for my parents. I think because I started boxing, sort of for my parents, but I also started boxing because I loved it so much. And I definitely fight for, yeah, my family. Obviously, fight to create a name for myself and just fight for myself, really, too. Like, just to prove myself that I can be the best fighter in the world and make my dreams come true. So, sort of fight for me, fight for the younger me who always dreamed of fighting in massive packed out arenas. So there's a lot that I'm fighting for, bro, and there's a lot of pressure.
Shape Up Boxing in Brisbane. Tell me more about the guys here. What have they done for you?
Shape Up Boxing. We got a massive stable of fighters. I don't think there's one fighter at our gym that's not a world-class operator. And we got Austin, obviously, fighting on the card as well. He's only got a four-rounder, but still enough time to showcase all his skills. And he's a world-class boxer. We got Xavier Fletcher. He's not fighting on this card as he's had some injuries, but he'll be on the next Tasman card, I'm sure. And then Cody Shalali. He's just been a little bit unlucky and he had an eye surgery, so he's been out a little bit, but everyone's got some real talent at that gym. And yeah, me, Xavier and Austin are on the Tasman cards nearly every fight. So yeah, me and Austin this time, and we'll be there to showcase our skills December the 6th.
December 6th, is that for WBC Australasian Super Middleweight title? Is that on the line for you?
Yes. I haven't earned that title yet. I think he has gotten that title once before, but I've never had that title before. So I think it's vacant right now. So I don't think he has it. It might be his that we're fighting for, so I got to take it off him. But yeah, either way, I'm leaving with that belt December 6th.
You like the belts, right? You want all the belts.
Oh, 100%. And this one's a green one, WBC one. So goes with my red IBF Youth World title. So I'm keen to hang it up on the room at home, put it in the pool room, bro.
Tell me about the youth titles and the amateur circuit. You know, you fought Queensland State Championships. You fought the Australian Golden Gloves. You also did Super 8 Series. So tell me about that particular point in your life now that, you know, you're pro. So how did that set you up in the amateurs?
Oh, it definitely set me up. I learned a lot from the amateurs. Like, each fight, I learned so much. While I was amateur, you know, I always wanted to do big things. I wouldn't have expected to happen this fast. I remember in 2022, I believe it was, I was still an amateur. I was 18. I just got out of school and I went and watched Opetaia fight Maris Bredas on a Tasman card, and I was just sitting in the crowd. And ever since, I've sort of visualized myself fighting on those cards. And then now it's happening. Now I'm the co-main nearly to Ajaya Pattaya on the card, and it's me fighting on that stage. So I'm more than ready to go, and I've visualized these moments ever since I was a kid, and I wouldn't have expected to happen this fast, but it is, and I'm ready for the moment, and the more pressure the better, and I'm ready to perform, bro.
When you visualize and you're manifesting, what do you see?
I see myself walking out, and I also see myself winning the fight. Every single fight, I see myself winning the fight in brutal fashion, in money show fashion, and putting on a show, the crowd cheering, myself standing on the ropes, and then me getting that belt around my waist. And I obviously got short-term goals. I visualize this fight, and I have pictured exactly what's going to happen this fight. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to finish the fight in brutal fashion, in money show fashion, put on a great show for the crowd. And I'm going to get that belt strapped around my waist. And so that's my short-term goals. That's obviously my goals for my next fight. But long-term goals, I visualize walking out to a massive crowd, being the main event at one of the biggest arenas in the world, in potentially America or the UK, fighting a massive fight and winning in brutal fashion again, staying on the ropes and then becoming the undisputed champion of the world and going down as a Hall of Famer.
Max, most Aussies go to Bali, Indonesia to get on bags and drink alcohol. You went to Bali, Indonesia and turned pro in boxing. Tell me what happened when you fought Bajawa in, I believe it's pronounced Canggu.
Yep. Yeah, Canggu, I'm not sure. Yeah, I went there. That was actually one of, so we had my coach who I'm now, who I've had ever since I was a kid. And then we had one of my assisting coaches who we're actually not, we don't work with anymore. Still a really nice guy, but yeah, we had him and he had that connection with Bali. So we ended up getting that fight in Bali for my first pro fight. That's when we had no connection with Tasman or anything like that. So we were sort of going to build up my career over there in Indonesia. And we fought that first fight. It was pretty good. He had 50 pro fights or something like that. I think he was on the way out, but it was a good first fight, you know, getting over the nerves of the professional professional scene, like my first pro fight. So it was a good to find my feet in, and he could still bang a little bit, so it was always that little bit of nervousness. And yeah, it was a massive crowd, and it was good fun over there too. Like it's definitely a fun place to go to, obviously. That's why people go over there to do what they do. And yeah, I had a great time over there. And then I got back, and then a couple months later, Matt Clark, the manager from Tasman Fighters, gave us a ring and said if we wanted to fight on a Tasman card. And I think I fought my first pro fight. I'm not sure when that was, but it was a little bit earlier in the year. And then later in the year, around December, I was supposed to have a Tasman fight. Couldn't find an opponent. This was the co-main event for a Conor Wallace card. And Jack Bowen's opponent pulled out. Oh, no, Jack Bowen pulled out. So I ended up stepping in and fighting a co-main event on my second pro fight on 5 days' notice.
Far out. That's mad.
Yeah, so it's just all falling into place, you know? All God's plan.
Tell me, what was that feeling like when you became the youngest Queensland champion on record?
Oh, it was awesome. It was a surreal moment, you know, like, because it was going from fighting in Bali, thinking I'd have to work my way up to be taking over the domestic scene. And this guy was pretty good. He knocked out the Australian champion 2 times in his fights before me. So it was pretty good to win a Queensland title and show out and showcase all my skills once again and put on a great show. And I think that opened the gateway for Tasman for me, and they loved putting me on. So yeah, it was great. Like, it was awesome, bro.
Max, were you on the card with Jael Pitaya and David Nika? Were you on that card?
Yep, I was 2 fights before on that one too. That's the one where I won my IBF Youth World title against Abdulsem Saman, I think his name is, from Germany. And yeah, that was a really good fight too. He was 8-1 or 9-1, and I was 7-0 or 6-0 at that time. So great fight. He had a big amateur background. So, and that was the first time I was on a massive card. So I was used to fighting at the Fortitude Music Hall, which is still a big crowd, but fighting in a packed out arena, that was the first time. So
Do you think that you are the face of Australian youth boxing right now?
Oh, 100%. All these other guys are, they're good, but they're not entertaining, and they don't know how to put on a show. And also, there's some that are young. There's some that are the same age as me, but there's not many that are 21 and as entertaining as me and can talk the talk and back it up and fighting on Tasman Fighters undercards. Like, yeah, it speaks for itself.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Max, for your time. Is there any final remarks you want to say to everybody listening at home as we wrap up the podcast today?
Make sure you guys get your tickets. Make sure you guys tune in on Stan Sport December the 6th. And yeah, money show, baby.
Follow Max McIntyre on Instagram, link in the description. Follow Anything Combat. We will see you next time.